Good morning, Saints. I have a song that's on my heart that I will do my best to sing, but it's a song that has been on my heart for the last couple of days, and so I want to sing it. All of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you, my Savior. All of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you. All of my help comes from you. You are the one that my heart is drawn to. In times of weakness, my strength is renewed. My help, all of my help comes from you. All of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you, my Savior. All of my help, all of my help, all of my comes from you. All of my help comes from you. You are the one that my heart is drawn to. In times of weakness, my strength is renewed. My help, all of my help comes from you. All of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you, my Savior. All of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you, my Savior. All of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you, my Savior. All of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you. All of my help comes from you. You are the one that my heart is drawn to. In times of weakness, my strength is renewed. My help, all of my help comes from you. All of my help comes from you. You are the one that my heart is drawn to. In times of weakness, my strength is renewed. My help, all of my help comes from you. All of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you, my Savior. All of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you. It comes from you. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before you to magnify and to glorify your holy and your righteous name. We declare right now, before we begin anything else in this prayer, God, that there is nobody like you. And God, that we lean and depend upon you for everything that we need. There's nothing, God, that we can do on this earth on our own except for sin. But everything else that we do, God, we must yield to you. We must surrender to your will. We must submit to you, God, so that you can have your way in our life. All good things come from the Lord. And it's our desire, God, today to do all things well this day so that you might be glorified, so that you might be magnified, God, and so that you might be adored. All of my help, God, comes from you. God, my heart, God, every single morning that you allow me to see, God, it's always drawn to you because when I'm weak, my strength is renewed because I submit to your will, God, and I submit to your way. I thank you, God, this morning for being a faithful God. I thank you for your mercies that are new every single morning, God, because not only are you merciful, but you're great and you're faithful, God. I thank you for your love, God, that overwhelms, oh God, and God, it never runs out on me, God, that your love, it never fails, God. I want to say thank you, God, that over and over again, day by day, you keep on loving me, God. Every single day, God, you keep on having compassion upon me, Lord. I thank you, God, today for every day of your mercies, God, and every day of your love, God, and not just of your mercy and your love, God, but I thank you, God, every day for your grace, your God's unmerited favor, oh God, because of Christ's expense. God, I want to say thank you because you did not have to send your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. You did not have to send him to be the sacrifice, Lord. We could have continued to slay the lamb, God, even though it was insufficient and inadequate, Lord. But we could have continued to slay the lamb. But no more do we have to slay the lamb. No more do we have to sprinkle blood over the doorpost. But Jesus, he's come to take the place of the lamb. In his name, oh God, is Jesus the great I am. I thank you, God, for your sacrifice. I thank you, God, for your love. I thank you, God, for your tender kindness, Lord, and your mercy, God. And I want to say thank you, God, yet again for a brand new day, a day that, God, I did not form on my own, a day, God, that I did not even wake up on my own. But it was you who called my name this morning. It was you who told me to rise when that alarm, turned on. It was you, God, who gave me the strength to get up in the morning, God. And it was you who gave me the ability to drive my way on to church this morning. It was you, God, that gave me a desire, God, to pray. For me, God, to always pray and not faint, God. Not give up hope, God, not turn away. Oh, God, not continue to fight. But, God, we stand for you, God, this morning. We find ourselves not being weary, God, because due season is coming as we continue to do well, continue to order our footsteps, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. But before we ask you that, God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, thank you for the blood, God, that still cleanses. Thank you for the blood that still makes whole. Thank you for the blood that still washes us. Every single crimson stain, wash us in the blood right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Don't allow the enemy, oh God, to come in and steal, kill, and to destroy. But cover our hearts, cover our minds, cover our souls, cover our actions, cover our walk, Lord, cover our talk, Lord. Cover, oh God, our thoughts, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover us right now and create in us a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit within us, God, that we may have a spirit of meekness, that we may have a spirit of temperance, God, that we may have a spirit of submission to you, and not just that, God, and submitting to your will, but your spirit gives us power. Your spirit helps to build love in us, and your spirit gives us a sound mind, God. I want to say thank you, God, because you give us everything that we need. That's why we can boldly declare in song that all of my help comes from you. God, I can't depend on anybody else. I can't depend on so-called friends. I can't depend on so-called loved ones. I can't depend on, God, books from somebody else, but all of my help comes from you. I find what I need in your word. I find what I need in prayer. I find what I need, God, in relationship with you, God, and I want to say thank you, God, because you are the blueprint, God, for a good relationship with my wife. You are the blueprint for a good relationship for my children. God, you are the blueprint that I need for a good relationship with my family, with strangers, with friends, God, with anybody that I come in contact with. So, God, I want to say thank you, God, today. Oh, God, because I'm not leaning into my own understanding, but this morning I acknowledge, God, in everything I acknowledge you, Lord. I surrender to you, God. I surrender to your way. So I say yes to your will, God. Even right now, God. Oh, God, because we want the heart of love. So shape us and mold us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. To be the image of Christ. Oh, God, that we may love unconditionally. That we may love compassionately. And, Lord, that we may love fervently, Lord. In the name of Jesus, make us meet for your uses, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, in every area of ourselves, Lord. You tell us if we seek you first, God, we seek your righteousness, Lord, then the things that we desire in this world, God, shall be added unto us, whatever it may be, because all of these things fall under those things that whatever it is that we may want or need, God. And so, God, we surrender to you. We seek your face, God, and we ask, God, that you would make us complete, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are here, God. You desire for us to be here to be complete, God, complete in our physical walk, complete in our spiritual walk. Oh, God, that you might get the glory out of us. John, he prayed, God, in 3 John, he says, I pray that your soul may prosper and be in good, that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul does prosper, Lord. And so, God, when we seek you first, God, oh, God, you help us that not only do we prosper spiritually, oh, God, but prayer is fasting, God, and committing to you, God, and reading your word, God. It helps us to be complete in our physical realm, in this physical realm as well. Make us complete beings today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, as we seek your face, God, as we submit to you first this morning, God. You are the most important thing to us on this day, God. I can't say the same thing yesterday. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but this morning, God, the first thing that we have endeavored to do is to come before your presence with singing and to come before your presence with praise, to be thankful unto you and to bless your name, God. So honor our commitment, God. Honor our sacrifice this morning. Honor our desire to be in your presence, God, and then add these things all unto us, God, as we have sought your face, God, and as we take time to read your word, God, come to more and have your way, God, in the lives of your people, God, as we offer unto you a sacrifice this morning, a sacrifice of our time, a sacrifice of our rest, God, a sacrifice, God, just to get up and get out to magnify the God of our salvation. God, we love you, Lord, today, and we want to be meat for the master's hand today. God, we want to be sufficient for you. Not just sufficient, but we want to be efficient. So, God, shape us and mold us. You are the potter. We are the clay. It's time out for us not to be complete. It's time out for us to be inadequate. It's time out for us settling for being in the gray. Oh, God, but help us and give us an earnest thirst and an earnest hunger. God, a zeal for you, God. In the name of Jesus, that we won't allow anything to cause us to be separated from you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, when I am weak, my strength is renewed, God, because my help comes from you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in times of trouble, God, that all I have to do is call upon you. Oh, God, and even in times of blessings, in times of abundance, God, help me to continue to call upon you, Lord, to seek your face, God, to find myself on my knees willing to pray, to find myself willing to take time to fast, God, in all my ways, God. Help me to acknowledge you, Lord, so that you can direct my pathways. Help your people, God, today. Glory to your wonderful name, God. Hallelujah. We magnify you. We glorify you. Oh, God, we honor you, Lord, today. I just want to be a vessel of honor for you. I don't want to be a vessel, God, that can be discarded. Oh, God, a vessel, oh, God, an unclean vessel. But, God, even this morning, clean us out, Lord, so that you can fill us with new wine for the day. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come to more and have your way as you make us clean, as you clean us up from the inside out. Oh, God, make us holy, make us acceptable so that we may be about our Father's business and be witnesses in this dark and dreary world. No matter what the enemy may be throwing our way, God, you are still our help, God. When I am sick, Lord, you are my help, God. When I am weary, Lord, you are my help, God. When I'm disconcerted, oh, God, I'm confused, Lord, you are my help, God. When my finances are not the way that I want them to be, God, you are my help, God. You are a present help in the time of trouble. And not only that, you are not just the God in the valley, but you are the God of the mountaintops as well. And so we thank you, God, that you are a dependable God. We thank you, God, today that you are a faithful God. We thank you, Lord, today that you are a merciful God. We thank you, God, today that you are everything that we need and more. And so we look to you, God, today. The author and the finisher of our faith, we look to you, God, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. We look to you, God, who is able to begin a work and to complete a work, God. We say thank you, God, because we rest in you. Our hope is in you. Our dependence is in you. And so, God, satisfy our hunger. Satisfy our thirst. Satisfy our desire for more of you. Getting up early at this 5:30 time in the morning is important, God. It's an important quiet time that we've come to spend time with you. We surrender to your will. We lay ourselves at the altar, God. I lay myself at the altar on behalf of all of those that are tuned in to this prayer and all of those that were tuning in at a later time to this prayer. God, I submit ourselves. I submit us, God, as a living sacrifice, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, because you need me to be a witness, God, and I want to go where you need me to go. I believe what Isaiah says, God, here am I, send me. Wherever it is that you need me to go, wherever you need me to go, I'm willing to go. Whatever it is that you need me to say, I'm willing to say it, God, because these hands are your hands, God. These lips are your lips, God. These eyes, God, they are your eyes. These feet are your feet, God. This heart is your heart, God. My thoughts, God, I want them to be your thoughts, God. To line up with your thoughts, Lord. God, I'm yours. Everything that I am, God, everything that I long to be, and everything that I hope to be, God. Oh, God, I'm yours. I belong to you, God. And so, God, I want to walk worthy, Lord, today. I want to walk worthy of my calling, God. I want to walk worthy, oh, God, of being called your son. I want to walk worthy of being called a joint heir. I want to walk worthy of being called a believer of the Most High God. I want to reflect you, God. I want your light to shine out of me, God. I want your goodness to shine out of me. I want your love to shine out of me, Lord. I want your spirit to exude out of me that they would see a glow. This world would see a glow, God, like none other, God, that have been set apart for your glory, that have been set apart for your usage, God. Oh, God, I want you, God, to have your way in your people, Lord, today, to have your way that we may be pleasing to you, oh, God, and not just, oh, God, in our spiritual lives, but in our physical lives as well. Bless us, oh God, in the city. Bless us in the fields. Bless us when we come and bless us as we go. As we obey your word, hallelujah. As we submit to your will, God. Those are the commandments, God. If we do what you've commanded us to do, if we surrender to your will, and if we submit to your will, God, then you add these things unto us, God, that where our feet, God, trod, oh God, that land will be ours. We can walk diligently and we can walk confidently on our jobs, that as long as we are in your will and following your direction, Lord, taking time to pray and be in relationship with you so we can get directions, God, we can overtake anything, God, any land that we come upon, oh God, whether it's in our homes or whether it's on our jobs, God, whether it's at the banking institution, whether it's at the car lot, God, as long as we are in your will, God, we can walk in authority and we can walk in boldness, God, because you are the God of yes and amen, God. And I say thank you, God, today. So help us to be obedient unto you. Help us to say yes, God, to your word. Help us to hide your word in our hearts, Lord, so that we'll know you more intimately and that we might not sin against thee, God. Help us to know you more better, God. And help us, oh God, to know you more better is for us to take more time to pray. That men are to always pray without fading. That men, oh God, and women, oh God, should pray without ceasing, God, to find ourselves in prayer, because some things come by fasting and praying, God. Oh God, if some strongholds that we need to be torn up and broken down, God, only can come through fasting and praying, Lord. So honor our commitment. Honor our fasting. Honor our praying, God. Honor our diligence, Lord. Oh, God, and give us the desires of our heart, Lord, this day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And my desires this day, God, is a closer walk with you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. My desires today, God, is to know you more intimately, God. And Paul said to know you, God, in the power of your resurrection, to know your God in the fellowship of your suffering, God, to be made conformable unto your death, God. That's my desire, Lord, today, to know you more intimately, God, to know you, God, intimately, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, so that you might be glorified, that your name might be magnified, God, and that people, God, might be drawn unto you, God, and come to say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be more like you? What must I do to get to know the God that you serve? God, I just want to be a vessel for you, God, this day. A complete vessel. Not just flourishing, God, in my spiritual, but lacking in my physical. Not flourishing in my physical, but lacking in my spiritual. But, Lord, I want to be complete. I want to be like John prayed for the people in 3 John. I pray that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul doth prosper. That's my prayer for the people of God today, that everyone that's under the sound of my voice, I pray that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul doth prosper. So, God, give us your word, God. Hide your word in our hearts, Lord, that we might not sin against thee. Give us a regimen, God. Oh, God, get all of the tools. We have so many tools. We have so many abilities, God, to be able to study your word. We don't even have to read it, Lord. We have such mechanisms now that the word will be read to us by an app on our phone. But whatever it may be, Lord, that gets us the word, God, give us the desire to go get your word, because your word is a lamp unto our feet, Lord. Your word is a light unto our pathways, and there's nothing that's new up under the sun. But, God, your word, oh, God, reveals everything that we need, God. Wickedness, oh, God, in our governments, Lord, that's been in the word for thousands upon thousands of years, God. Oh, God, people turning their backs on you, people stabbing you in the back, Lord. Oh, God, having a lack of financial support, God, whatever it may be, whatever issue, God, marital issues, God. Oh, God, anything that may be occurring in our lives, God, it's in the word, and you give us the answer in your word. And so we thank you, God, because your word is everything that we need and more. This connection to our family. God, family turning their backs on you, God. Whatever it may be, God, story after story, God, victory after victory, God, can be found in your word. So help us to seek your word and seek to know you better, that we'll know you intimately, God, and that your will might be done in our lives. I speak breakthrough, oh God, over the lives of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for all that you did on Sunday. What a wonderful Sunday service, God, that we had, that you blessed us with a new member. And not only did you bless us with a new member, God, there were several guests, God, that we are now, that the sheep are, God, are proclaiming the good news of the ministry, God. And we have people, God. Crystal had a guest come, God, and that guest brought two other people, Lord, and I invited a guest, God, and I know the people of God are working. God, help us not to be weary, God. This is our time of breakthrough, God, but help us to continue to remain steadfast in our talking and our discussion and our sharing about what is going on here at Praise Center. And God, my prayer, God, is that we as a nation, God, stop talking about what's going on the TV. Stop taking so much time spending and talking about what's on the movie channel, the movie stations, God, or the movie theaters, God, and begin to proclaim the goodness of Jesus Christ, to proclaim, God, the things that are going on in our local ministries, Lord, so that our churches may be filled, God. Let that be the most important thing that we talk about. Not the deal that's going on at the supermarket, not the price of gas, and not even the foolishness that's going on in the United States of America, but to let someone know that God is good, that my God is merciful, that my God is kind, that my God is a savior, that my God is a deliverer, that my God is a strong tower. Let us be bold witnesses to declare that there is nobody else like God, that he is magnificent in all his ways, and he sits high and looks low, and that he blesses us and gives us the breath of life each and every day, and that his mercy endures forever. Help us, oh God, today to share your word. Let that be the most important thing on our hearts, Lord, today, so that our houses may be filled. Our houses are not going to be filled, Lord, if we're continuously talking about the foolishness of this world. But you taught us to preach the foolishness of the gospel. Because to men it is foolishness, but to a believer it is life. But God, you can prick the hearts, Lord, that if we share the foolishness of the gospel, that the Holy Spirit will prick our heart. Oh, God, and a seed will be planted. And then someone else will come by and water the seed. But at the end of the day, God, the most important thing is that you get the harvest. So let us go, God, planting seeds and watering everywhere we go, God. While we're driving in our cars, Lord, help us to plant a seed, God, not to be bitter, not to be flipping people the bird, not to be staring people down, God, because they do something reckless in front of us, God, but to be patient and kind and to pray, God. That's why we need to pray without ceasing. Pray that you would keep our lives, oh God. Pray that you would keep us in perfect peace. Pray that, God, that you would strengthen us and keep us and deliver the person that cut us off, and that you would save them and have mercy upon them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to be the witnesses that you need to be everywhere we go so that we may draw. We did that on Sunday, Lord. We took our God children out, Lord, for a birthday celebration. And Lord, a young lady needed some assistance, God, because we had extra. Thank you for the extra, Lord. And we were able to bless her, and we took it as an opportunity to share with her about this ministry, Lord. And she said that she had been looking for a church, Lord. So everything that comes about us is not chance, God, but it's you do all things on purpose, Lord. Everything that comes our way, every child that comes our way, every situation that comes our way, God, is by purpose, God, because you are a purpose-driven God, and you want your people to be drawn to you, God. And you want us to use every single opportunity that we can, God, to share with somebody about Jesus, to draw them in, God. We didn't take time to share the gospel, but we planted a seed, Lord, to let her know that there's a church that's kind, there's a body of believers that love her and that are willing to pray for her and encourage her. And I want to say thank you, God, because you have blessed us to become such a great ministry, Lord. And we're seeing the fruit of our labor. So as I said a little bit earlier, God, I speak breakthrough over this house, Lord, over the members of this praise center, over everyone that we are connected to. God, I speak breakthrough. Honor our commitment. Honor our fasting. Honor our surrendering. Honor our sacrifices. God, the dear brother that joined church on Sunday, he's been out of work, Lord, but you blessed him. He came with an offering on Sunday, God. I want to say thank you, God, because when we have a desire to do something, God, when we do it for you, God, you bring it back to us. You press it down. You shake it together, and you allow it to run over, whether it's with our time or whether it's with our talents or whether it's with our gift. When we give it over to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you return it back unto us, a harvest that we won't have enough room to receive it, God. So the spirit of love, oh God, is waxing strong in this house, and I thank you because we're seeing the fruit of our labor. A young man came from the food pantry distribution, Lord. I want to say thank you. And not only did he come, he brought his three little girls with him as well. And I want to say thank you, God, because we want to be complete in all our ways. So we pray for him, God, and we encourage him, Lord, today. Oh, God, and we pray for his family, Lord. Oh, God, and we pray for the visitors that came, God. We pray for those that walk through this door, God, that the people that come through these doors, God, will feel your anointing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because a breakthrough is just not financial or physical, God, but we want spiritual breakthroughs right now, God, to be before everyone that walk through these doors, God, that they will come into this sanctuary, God, and have a life-changing experience, Lord, and they get to meet you in the mighty name of Jesus. So sanctify this house, Lord, even the more, God, in the name of Jesus, as we saturate this place, oh God, with your glory, God, as we saturate this place, God, with prayer, God, as we saturate this place, God, with the love and sacrifice that only comes from you, God. Let your anointing, God, exude through the walls, God, and not just in this sanctuary, God, but even in the midst of our food pantry, and even in the midst of our computer lab, God, and even in the midst of our lobby area, God, and even in the midst of our parking lot, God, let your glory, God, even right now, God, overwhelm and overflow this place, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, our office space, God, our fellowship hall, God, these restrooms, God, and even the other side, God, I want your glory, God, to saturate this place, God, because this place, God, is holy ground, God. And we claim this house for ourselves, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because you know what we need. You know the vision that you're giving me, God. And we can't do all that we need to do, God, in this little area. God, we can't do it, oh God, adequately, oh God, in this confined space. So God, as we continue to work, God, that puts the onus on you. That puts it into your hand, God, that it becomes a God problem. But what we'll continue to do is we'll continue to remain steadfast. What we'll continue to do, God, is to continue to work and sacrifice. What we'll continue to do, God, is to find ourselves being about our Father's business, being witnesses, being examples, letting our light shine, that you might get the glory out of us. Breakthrough, God, that you'll return all of the years that the cankerworm stole, because we have a desire to be pleasing to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough our spiritual issues. Breakthrough, God, our mental issues. Breakthrough, God, in our physical homes. I mean, our home, God. Breakthrough, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak breakthrough in our finances. I speak breakthrough in our relationships, God. I speak breakthrough in the way we think, God, in the name of Jesus, to take you up out of the box, God, and we're to release your power in our lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're looking to do exceeding abundantly, God. You're looking to do great things that blow our mind, God. Help us to release your power in our lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak breakthrough in our children's lives, God. I speak breakthrough, God, in this nation, Lord. I speak breakthrough in our families, Lord. I speak it, oh God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. The enemy won't get the victory. He won't steal our children, God. He won't take our joy, God. He won't take our hope, Lord, today. I speak breakthrough right now, God, that everything that the enemy has tried to throw before us, oh God, I declare that it won't prosper. The only thing that it'll do is allow us to go higher and higher in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I speak breakthrough because you know the plans that you have for me. And not only do you know the plans and the thoughts that you have for me, but you know what you have in store for each and every single one of these, your people, and those that don't know you as well. You know what you have desired for them to get or receive. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end. Thank you, God, for being a God that's in control of everything. And so that takes me all the way back to the song of worship and praise as we begun prayer this evening. That all of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you, my Savior. All of my help. All of my help comes from you. God, it comes from you. So make us meet for your usage, Lord, today, that you might get the glory out of our lives and that you might be pleased with us today. I pray for the pastors in this area and the churches in this area, Lord, that we will be effective in our ministering. God, help us to do what you have called for us to do. Give us to pray, to seek your face. Oh, God, to turn from our wicked ways so that the land will be healed, God. Oh, God, the land needs a healing, God. With all of the confusion, with all of the frustration, with all of the anger, God, that's going on in America today, God, you're calling your people back to prayer, Lord. And, God, we at Praise Center, Lord, we endeavor to pray, God. Every single time we open up the doors of this church, Lord, we pray, Lord. We magnify you. We surrender to your will. We seek your face, God, so that your will might be done and none of our labor will be in vain because flesh will get the glory. God, we pray for our nation. Before I pray for the ministries, Lord, I pray for the nation, God. I pray for our president, Lord. Have mercy upon America now in the name of Jesus. The remnant, God, is standing up, God. The remnant, God, are praying, God. The remnant, God, are calling upon you, Lord, and we need your help, God. The heart of the king is in your hands, God. Oh, God, and so we want you to touch him even now, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, save him, God, if that's your will. will, God, and it is your will that all men are saved, God. We pray for the White House, God. We pray for Congress, Lord, that you are saving Congress, Lord. We pray that you are saving the governor's office. We pray that you are saving the mayor's office. God, we pray that you are saving the county office. God, we even pray, God, that you are saving our military, God, saving our police force, God. Have mercy upon America, God, and help us, oh God, to come back to praying to you. I pray for this nation, God, that you would have mercy upon us. Have mercy. And remember, God, that there is a remnant here that have not turned away from you. We're standing here, and we're crying out to you, and we're asking for mercy. We're asking for your mercy, God. Have mercy on us. I pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell and the Yeshua Church of God in Christ. I pray for Assistant Superintendent Eddie B. Pruitt, Lord, in Holiness Tabernacle, Church of God in Christ. I pray for Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Shiloh Church of God in Christ. And our dear friend, Mother Linda Hawkins, who is his wife and our district missionary, God, I pray that you continue to bless the hands of her work. Oh, God, I pray for Pastor Kenneth Hackett and the Lion of Judah, Church of God in Christ. I pray for Pastor Andy Cork, Mount Pinell Church of God in Christ. I pray for Pastor Ray Satterfield, Save a Life Church of God in Christ. Oh, God, Pastor Wayne Cream, Holy Mount Zion Temple of Deliverance Church of God in Christ. Pastor Clifton Cooley, Lord, you know what's going on. But, God, I still call out his name, God, until we hear otherwise. My brother, Pastor Clifton Cooley and the Well Church of God in Christ. I pray that you would stabilize them and that you would strengthen them, that you would touch them from the very crowns of their heads to the soles of the feet, and, God, that you would bless them and give them the desires of their hearts, God, whatever it may be. Encourage them. Oh, God, have mercy upon them. Oh, God, and send life. Send life. Breathe life into the ministry now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Pastor William Cornett, God, in the Body of Believers Outreach Church of God in Christ. I pray for Pastor Lawrence Clyette, Faith Temple Church of God in Christ. I call on the names of my brothers in labor in this area that we fellowship and encourage one another and pray for one another. Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Lord, in Greater New Life, Victory, I believe, Christian Fellowship. Pastor Herschel Chenault. Grassroots Fellowship. I pray for my brother Brian D. Jones, Victorious Overcomers Ministries, Church of God in Christ. Call on my name, brother. My brother Quentin Battle, Lord, as he continues to intercede, oh God, and pray for those in the area as you give him direction to plant a new ministry in the Maryland area. Lord, I pray, God, for people who have asked for prayer. Oh God, I believe we're praying for the Guzman family during their time of bereavement. We continue to pray for the White family, God, in New York, oh God, and throughout this nation, for the loss of Bishop Frank Otho White. We continue to pray for the family of Bishop Williams, C.D. Williams, Lord, those that are in mourning. And we continue to call on the name of the family of Eddie Long, God, in that ministry, God, that you would stabilize it, God, and continue to allow it to flourish and prosper, God, that you might get the glory. God, we pray, God, oh God, for John Hamilton, who called or sent a message, God, and asked for prayer. I pray for my brother Larry Brown, God, who's continuously interceding with us, God, even as he has to get up a little bit early and join us in prayer sometimes. God, I thank you for those that are willing to sacrifice. God, I pray for Kenyatta Schamberger and Lisa Law, God. I pray for those that intercede on behalf of our ministry, God. I pray that you bless them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I call in the name of Aaron Houston, oh God, and Stacy Wilkins, Lord, and Nigel Long, God, their spouses, their children, their families, God. Bless my dear brothers, God, that are dear to my heart, God. I pray for Kyle Brandon, Lord, and Alex Zeddy, oh God, and Philip Graham, God. You know who these young men are, and I pray for them and their salvation and their souls, God, today, that they would prosper and be in good health even as their souls prosper, God. I call on the name of Roland Wilson, Lord, and Frank Williams, Lord. I pray that you would touch these young men, God, today, oh God, and let them know you in the power of your resurrection, God, to know you more intimately, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for this nation. Pray for my brothers. Pray for the people of God. I pray for my leader, my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you would continue to strengthen him, that you would continue to breathe life into him, that you would continue to anoint him for this very day and time. Bless Mother Thomas. Strengthen her and keep her, God. Mother Nellie Towns, Lord. Bless our supervisor, God, and bless the hands of her work, God. Send her women, God, that are willing to work with her, God, to perform your will, God, and the vision that you have given her for the women's department, God. Oh, God, help her to continue to line up with our leader, God. Continue to strengthen her, God, this day. Oh, God, bless the pastors and superintendents of, oh, God, the Virginia First Jurisdiction, Lord. I pray for Bishop Wilbert Daniels, Lord, and Virginia Second Jurisdiction, Lord, and Bishop Levi Willis, Lord, and Virginia Third Jurisdiction, and Bishop G. Wesley Hardy, God, in the Fourth Jurisdiction of Virginia, God. I pray for the saints of God, Virginia, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And not only do I pray for the saints of God in Virginia, but I pray for the saints of God everywhere, God. I pray for our presiding Bishop Charles Edward Blake. I pray for, God, the men of the General Board. God, you know each one name by name. I won't take time to name them today, but we pray that you would bless them to work in cohesion, in unity, God, because in unity, God, we are more powerful, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for, God, Mother Barbara McCool Lewis as she takes lead over the women's department, God. I pray for Mother Rivers, Willie Mae Rivers, God, as she retires. God, bless her and strengthen her, God, and continue to give her long life in the mighty name of Jesus. I call in the name of my brother, Pastor Michael Golden, God, as he takes lead, God, over the men's department of our church, God. We pray that you continue to bless him and order his footsteps, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and every executive officer that has been appointed for this next quadrennial, God. I pray that you would save, deliver, set free, and allow them to do your purpose and do your will in their areas of ministry. And then I also want to call on the name of Bishop Robert G. Rudolph, that as he continues to seek your face for direction in the adjutancy, that you would grant him wisdom, that you would grant him direction, and that, God, all things will come together, that we may continue to grow as a entity in the Church of God in Christ. I call on the name of Lady Yolinda McCowan. Thank you for the love of my life, God, for us in our celebration of 20 years of marriage this year, God. I want to say thank you because I don't take that for granted. Oh, God, in our 27 years of friendship and relationship, God, thank you for an awesome woman of God that stands by my side, labors with me in this vineyard, God, and I want to say thank you. I pray that you would bless her, God, what she puts her hands to do, God, that you would bless her, God, as she prepares herself for a coffee break today, that she, as she closes out this series, God, that she would continue to speak with power under your anointing to be a blessing to not only just the women of God, but also on behalf of the men of God that tune in as well. I pray for Diamond Star, God, my daughter, that you continue to bless her, watch over her and keep her, God, as she goes into a new adventure, God, with her own place. I pray that you would cover her place right now, protect her from the hands of the enemy, God, protect her from foolishness, God, and things that will cause her to go be led astray or get in trouble, God. Keep her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy on every hand, in her finances, God, in her time, God, in her relationships, God. We bind the enemy right now. We pray for Eric McCowan, God, that you continue to bless him and keep him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and continue to open up the doors and be a blessing to him in his life. We call on the name of Crystal McCowan, God, as she goes into a new adventure, God, of lacrosse, God. We pray that you will protect her and keep her and strengthen her, God. Continue to help her to be a light to her friends, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Little Aaron McCowan, God, continue to anoint him. Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, my mother, God, thank you for her love for this ministry. Thank you for her sacrifice, for being willing to sacrifice her time to get up and pray, God. Bless her, God, in the city. Bless her in the field. Bless her when she comes and bless her when she goes, God. Continue to enlarge her territory and bless her finances, God, like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for missionary Myrna Howard, God, that you continue to bless her, God. We pray for her daughters, God, Janice, God, and I forgot the other daughter's name, God, but you know who they are, Lord. We pray that you would bless her and strengthen her, God, as the matriarch of her family, God. Sorry, she's not the oldest. We pray for her mother as well, God. We pray for her in her ministry, God. Thank you for the awesome message that she gave over, oh God, at Mount Peniel on Sunday, God, when we pray that you continue to open up doors for ministry opportunities for her in the name of Jesus. We pray for missionary Lysandra Miller, God. Thank you for her hard work, God, and we pray for her family, God. We pray for her ministry, God. We pray
pray that as we continue to go fellowship at this Greenfield, God, that they continue to grow and that we will be a blessing to those seniors at that place, God, and then continue to bless our evangelism ministry, Lord, and continue to bless our missions ministry, God, and continue to bless our We Serve, God, CDC that we need to get started on, God. Oh, God, we place it in your hands, God. And so I pray, God, this day for Connie Coulter, Lord. You know, God, and so I put her in your hands, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for my dear brother who just joined us, Brother Herbert Lee. I also call on the name of Renix Graham and Deanne Graham, God. They are a part of this ministry, God, though remotely, God. I pray for them, for Brother Herbert Lee, God, that you would continue to open up doors, that you would continue to be effectual and fervent, God. Give us the world, excuse me, that you would give us the result of our effectual and fervent prayer. You know the desires of his heart. You know what he's looking for. And so, God, continue to shape him and mold him, God, as he converts over to you. We pray that you will order his footsteps, guide his life, give him direction, God. Teach him how to pray, God. Give him what to say. Holy Ghost, overwhelm him and overcome him, God. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and help him to remain steadfast and unmovable. Oh, God, as he goes on the search, give him the desires of his heart as he continues to submit to your will. And then I pray for this house. I pray for these, your people. I thank you, God, that all of our help comes from you. We can depend upon you to provide everything that we need. Bless us as we go through this day. Bring us all together again tonight, God, as we come together for our prayer, praise, and study. Oh, God, let your word be manifested, God, in me, through me, that your people might be strengthened and encouraged, and that you might be glorified and edified. We thank you, God, for the day that you have ahead of us. It's a great day, and we thank you, God, because this is the day that the Lord hath made. We rejoice already, and we're glad in it. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you're going to do. Bless us this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.